We have been told a lie about our past and about our Constitution, in that we've been repeatedly told that the Constitution is a godless document when in reality it is not. And with that, I want to formally welcome to the program David New. David, thank you so much for being with us. And without getting into the specifics of where we're ultimately going to go, can you share with our listeners why it is totally incorrect to think of the Constitution and really of our government as both being godless?
The ideas in the Constitution definitely represent many Christian values and Christian attitudes. One of the most important concepts that's reflected in the Constitution is the concept of sin. Sin is very present in the Constitution, and it's one of the reasons why we divide power between an executive and a legislative and judicial branch of government. We do that because, largely, because of the fear of the concentration of power. Why do we fear the concentration of power? Because of sin. Because we know what happens when people get too much power, they abuse it. And they do very, very bad things with it. And that's one of the reasons why the Constitution divides power. Just to show you how seriously we take it, in the United States, we have 50 different state governments with 50 different state governors and 50 different state legislatures and 50 different state courts. That is absolutely crazy. That is a crazy way to run a country. But if you're fearful of the concentration of power, if you're fearful of dictatorship, it's a great way to do business.